starring June Lockhart, Hugh Riley, John Provost as Timmy, and, of course, Lassie.
Time to take notice.
That ice looks cool and awfully good tasting.
Good morning.
Hello. It seems the ice melts just as fast as you put it in.
Well, it's these warm days, Mrs. Martin. Can't let the food spoil, you know.
No. Oh, your money's in the dish right on top of the icebox.
Oh, thanks.
Hello. Oh, yes, Paul.
Well, let's get that free sample you've both been drooling for, hmm?
Well, what kind of a surprise? Oh, Paul.
How about that?
You got the best taste of ice in the world, Mr. Cuppy. And it's so nice and cold, too.
Oh, stop buttering me up. All right, now, pretty lady, let's see what kind of manners you got. That's a good girl. Well.
Bye, Mr. Cuppy, and thanks.
See you in a couple of days.
Mr. Cuppy?
Oh, something else you wanted, Miss Martin?
You ought to have a piece of ice, Mom. It's nice and cool.
Mr. Cuppy, I don't quite know how to break this to you. My husband just called, and I'm afraid we're getting rid of our old icebox.
You mean you're really going to get rid of it?
But what'll we do for ice, Mom?
We're getting a brand new, second-hand, electrically operated, gleaming, white, modern refrigerator.
Well, congratulations, Ms. Martin.
What do we need it for, Mom?
Oh, Timmy, I've wanted one for so long.
Well, I can't say I blame you much, Mrs. Martin. Just about all my old ice customers have deserted me for refrigerators.
Won't you be coming around anymore, Mr. Cuppy?
Oh, we'll still be getting coal and oil for Mr. Cuppy in the winter.
Got to keep up with the time, son. Well, goodbye. And good luck with the new contraption.
Well, thanks, Mr. Cuppy. I'm glad you understand.
I understand. Well, I guess there's no harm in telling you now. My own wife insisted on getting a refrigerator 5 years ago. Bye.
He sells ice. And she's had an electrically operated refrigerator for 5 years.
In the hen house, Mom.
Oh, good. Well, put them in the refrigerator, dear.
In the... where?
Oh, I mean the icebox. I guess I'm just practicing for when it arrives tomorrow.
Having supper.
Your father said that he'd be a little late, but if you're hungry, I can give you yours now.
I can wait. Is it right if I feed Lassie? She's starving.
Yes, dear. I just fixed some fresh food for her. You can take her bowl out of the refrigerator. Ice box.
Hungry girl?
That's half the job.
It looks sort of funny in here.
Yeah, well, it's very heavy.
Everything's under control. Lassie, move!
Lassie! Lassie, stop barking! Get out of the way, Lassie!
You're in the way, Lassie!
Please move, Lassie!
Lassie! Stop that barking!
What's that barking about?
Stop barking!
He doesn't like anything about the whole idea.
Oh, nonsense. Lassie, stop barking.
There we are. Well, there it is. How does it look?
It's gorgeous.
Pretty nice.
Anything to keep you happy? No, no. Fine, I can do it. Well, there's nothing left now but to plug it in.
It's nothing, girl. Just the sound of the motor.
Lassie, you're a reactionary. Yeah, it is sort of pretty, isn't it?
Well, let others have their mink coats.
Why are you keeping the old icebox?
Oh, I can use it for storage.
Then why are you taking the handles off?
Just as a safety measure. You've heard about little children accidentally getting locked in things like this while they were playing.
I'm not that little.
Yeah, I know. But some of the neighbors' children are. Anyway, safety first.
Paul! Timmy, Lassie, supper's almost on the table.
Be right there. We're all starved.
Me too.
Good. Well, everything's ready. Get washed up.
What's the matter, girl? Aren't you hungry?
That's funny.
Aren't you gonna eat your supper, Lassie? A simple case of the combined forces of trust, sentiment, and habit.
Are you trying to tell me that Lassie refuses to eat food taken out of my new refrigerator?
There's nothing in there, girl. It's not even cold anymore.
I'm afraid that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Now, that new refrigerator is a complete stranger to Lassie. Obviously, she still associates this old icebox with her stomach.
It's like an old friend.
That's what it amounts to, Timmy.
Well, it's no old friend of mine. I never did like that old icebox with its dripping pan and no space. And...
Well, in the meantime, we've got to solve the problem of feeding Lassie. Now, obviously, she doesn't trust any food that comes out of that refrigerator.
You mean we're going to keep on using the old icebox?
I've got an idea. Each time before Lassie's ready to eat, let's just take the food out of the refrigerator and put it in the old icebox. All she'll see is that it comes from there, and she won't know the difference.
You're a genius, Dad.
Well, your father may be a genius, but he's going to have to conduct his experiments without my help. Look, I've wanted a new icebox. I've finally gotten it, and I'm not going to feel like a criminal about it. Lassie's part of this family, and she's just going to have to learn to accept it. There's no room in this house for two stubborn females.
We seem to be surrounded by temperament.
Are we?
Anything happened to it?
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. I hope. Come on, everybody. Let's get back to bed. I got a big day tomorrow.
You go on, dear. I'll be right up. Can't you try to get along with my new refrigerator? Please? I wouldn't bark at something you've always wanted. A nice refrigerator. See?
Do it. It was just one of the buffers on the motor.
You really think it'll be all right now?
Yeah, it's all right. Maybe tonight I can catch up on my sleep.
And just think, I might have married somebody else.
Never. You and I and this refrigerator were meant for each other. Timmy. It's almost time to sit down and, EAT. So, I'll take care of you-know-what, and you just keep, you-know-who here for a few more minutes.
Okay. No, Lassie. You're supposed to stay here with me a couple more minutes.
Hi. Lassie's ball ready?
How long is this nonsense going to continue?
Come to think of it, I'm being something of an idiot. Timmy!
Come on, Lassie. It's time to eat. Hi, Mom. We're starved.
Thank you.
Timmy, this thing can't go on forever.
I know. But what can we do?
I don't know. There must be some other way.
Very well, then, young lady. If you insist on being stubborn, I can be stubborn, too. We all eat out of the refrigerator. And you enjoy the same privilege. Now, there it is. If you want it or don't, it's up to you. Oh, very well. She's made her decision. Now let's sit down and eat before our food spoils.
Got it. It might be the solution. Jenny? Jenny, ring Mr. Cuppy for me, please. The Iceman.
Well, I sure do appreciate this, Mr. Cuppy.
Well, of course, I'm always glad to oblige, Mr. Martin, but I sure admit I feel kind of stupid doing what you want me to. How do, Miss Martin?
Mr. Cuppy?
See? Ice. Mr. Cuppy. Your friend. Mr. Cuppy is your nice ice man, Lassie. Remember? Mr. Cuppy wouldn't want to hurt you. He likes you. The refrigerator likes Mr. Cuppy. Lassie. See, nothing's changed. Refrigerator, icebox. Icebox, refrigerator.
Dear, would you close the icebox door, please?
Are you sure it'll work?
We'll see. All right, now, Lassie. Let's eat. Girl, come on, you must be hungry, Lassie. See? Ice. Mr. Cuppy. All the same.
Lassie's still sitting in front of the icebox, waiting to eat.
No, I'm afraid it's the only way she's going to learn, dear.
Son, once in a while, your mother's right.
I guess so. May I have some more potatoes, please?
You've already had three helpings, and you haven't touched your lamb chop.
And we've finished eating.
Oh, I'll eat my lamb chop. I just feel like lots of potatoes first. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, son. I can't wait for you to finish eating. I've got things to do.
I don't want you to gulp your dinner, dear. But just finish it without dallying.
I'll hurry. I'm through. May I go out now?
You finished? Well, all right, you may go out.
Thanks, Mom. It was real good.
Bone and all. I wonder what that can possibly mean.
Just remember, I can't do this all of the time, or I'll get malnutrition and starve. There's some rope. We can play tug of war when you're finished.
coming. To start that again, Lassie. You want Timmy to get better, don't you?
It hurts awful.
I don't doubt it in the least, Timmy. You've got a bad bump.
Yeah, now, the doctor said to keep an ice pack on it. That'll help the swelling and the pain, too.
Will I live?
Almost forever. Yeah, now, you close your eyes. You feel better?
It's nice and cool.
Well, you try and get some sleep now, dear.
He really clunked himself.
Look, she bought the ice bag to be refilled.
She'd sure make a good nurse.
Oh, all the ice is melted. I'll go fill it.
Anything I can do to help?
No, dear, you go back to sleep. I'll just be a minute. So you finally given in. The refrigerator is a friend, after all. Well, you're a very, very good dog. Timmy, they're frozen now.
Come on, Lassie. Mom's got frozen orange ice cubes for us.
Oh, Lassie, your feet had better be clean.
To think that a couple of days ago, that white monster was her worst enemy.
It's more fun than the old ice box, isn't it, girl?